There was bad news for the United States campaign in Iraq on Wednesday when the UK said it was withdrawing around a quarter of its troops and Denmark said it was taking almost all of its soldiers home. But what about the Czech Republic? How long will its soldiers remain in Iraq? And what impact will the British troop reduction have on the Czech mission? Ian Willoughby spoke to Czech Defense Ministry spokesman Andrej Čírtek.
We are in close cooperation with British Army. And, of course, decisions taken by British side will influence also our presence. But for now, we have clear mandate given by Parliament of Czech Republic until the end of the year. And in long term, Czech troops will withdraw anyhow, as well as any foreign troops, because in long term, Iraqis must take the responsibility for their security and be responsible for their own security.
You say you'll be there until the end of the year at least. Do you know when will the Czech government take a decision on whether to extend that mission past the end of this year?
The decision is regularly taken in the second half of the year, and the plan of missions of Czech troops abroad is usually approved in the end of calendar year. So in the end of the year, we will know what will be the situation in next year and what will be presence of Czech troops in Iraq.
Most of the Czech soldiers serving in Iraq are under British control in the south of the country around Basra. Do you expect that the reduction in the number of British soldiers will have an impact on the Czech mission?
Our contingent is quite small. Our contingent is composed of 100 soldiers. Basically, two elements. First element is responsible for security of the base around Basra Airport. The second element of our contingent are Czech military policemen who control the work of their Iraqi colleagues in Basra. Of course, that such a small contingent requires the support, logistic support from British side. So in long term, of course, our presence depends also on British presence. But still, this mission must end sometime, sooner or later. So we are ready since the beginning to withdraw.
Things have become worse, I suppose everyone would agree, in Iraq in the last year or so. And it's generally accepted that the country is in civil war. Do you think if the conflict escalated even further, say in the next few months, that the Czech Republic would have to pull out if things got significantly worse?
This is the question for Czech government and Czech parliament. Ministry of Defense and Army of the Czech Republic just fulfills the orders and the decisions of Czech government and Czech parliament. So far, our troops are able to do their mission. Our troops are ready for danger. And so far, their mission is possible.
My colleague Ian Willoughby was talking there to Czech Defense Ministry spokesman Andrej Čírtek.